Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we're talking about expensive wine and what's the difference. And this was prompted by a friend, colleague of yours asking
you. Yeah, actually, I got this question twice in a week. I know we've sort of talked about this before, but it seemed like it was worth revisiting. Several different people asked me if I had tasted or drank expensive wine, like $100 or more, let's say. And what was the difference? Could I tell the difference? And that's really a much more complicated question than it would seem on the surface.
So maybe let's start with, why is wine expensive? What makes a wine cost $15 versus a wine that costs $75?
Sure. And there are a bunch of different reasons. One is simple economics, supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
Another is scarcity. Take Burgundy, for example. You have all of the different small parcels within Burgundy, and they are very small. So there's only so much wine. There's tradition to think about, wines that have been around for a long time that have built a reputation and mm-hmm. people want them. There's also the cost of growing.
And the cost of aging.
Does it taste different? Well, yes and no. Sometimes it depends on your palate, how refined your palate is, how much you've tasted. I know you always say, Jonathan, that sort of the biggest difference is between maybe a $10 wine and a $25 wine. And that's where you can really taste the difference. Once it gets a little higher, I mean, I would say certainly expensive wines ought to be tasty in the general sense of the word. But if you don't have a lot of experience in wine and you drink a $100 wine and you drink a $20 wine, would you be able to tell the difference? I don't know. Would I? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the wine, depends on the vintage. There's a lot of, there's so many variables here.
Yes, and that's, we didn't even talk about vintage in terms of, of price.
Yeah, if you have a good year, everybody wants your wine. And so that wine is going to disappear very fast. It's going to be bought up instantly. And then you have to deal with the people who bought up your wine. And you have to buy the wine from them, distributors, wholesalers, et cetera, et cetera. And they want a taste. They want their markup. And they're going to take their markup. And you have to decide whether you want that or not. What you buy when you spend a little bit more money is individuality. Maybe if I think of one thing, I think you buy something that tastes like the region it's supposed to taste.
And also tastes of the winemaker's expertise.
Correct. I think we have both a godsend and a curse in wine these days. One, there's very little wine that is undrinkable, that just literally you want to spit out that it's horrible, which was not the case maybe 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the price of that was that a lot of wine tastes like a lot of other wine. And we've lost a lot of the sense of individuality in various terroirs. If you want that individuality, you've got to pay a little more for it.
Beautifully said.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.